Off the Ball.
GAA.
Everybody said they wouldn't win the All-In, and they won the All-In!
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition.
The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Kerry Bridge, a 31-year gap to be crowned All-Ireland champions and All-Ireland intermediate success for Leitrim. Kerry ended 31 years of hurt on Sunday to be crowned All-Ireland football champions for the first time since 1993. The Kingdom saw off the challenge of Galway and Croke Park to lift the Brendan Martin Cup, winning in some style on a scoreline of 3-14 to 11 points. This is the reaction of Kerry legend and four-time All-Star Louise Ní Mhuirtearting speaking to Aisling O'Reilly.
Louise Ní Mhuirtearting, you're mad to get into that dressing room, and rightly so. You're an All-Ireland champion. How does it feel?
Absolutely amazing. Look, the dream has come true at long last. What a performance by the team. It was an ultimate team performance today. I'm so proud of everything.
Yeah!
What a goal by her today.
I know. It really was such a team performance. You could see there's a massive belief within this team. Declan and Dara have been driving it on. I know last year we weren't sure if we were going to see them back with yous, and they came back, and they've also got their All-Ireland.
Thank God they came back. God, we owe them everything. We'll be forever grateful for what they've done for us. They've brought us on leaps and bounds as players and as people as well. But this wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for them. We love them.
Yeah. And growing up for young Louise to see this day now, if you could go back to 10-year-old Louise when she was out kicking ball, to know that she's an All-Ireland champion now with this team.
Yeah, look, we've dreamed about this for a long, long time, and the dream has come true at long last, thank God.
To kick the points you kicked out there today and the performance you put in.
Yeah, look, it was a team performance. There's a lot of freeze there today. Dara has done a lot of work with me throughout the years as well since they've come in. So credit goes to him as well. But the girls worked really hard to get those freeze, and yeah, I had the job to pop them over, I suppose. But yeah, again, what a performance by the team.
And this was the reaction of Kerry's Kayleigh Cronin, also speaking to Aisling.
Kayleigh Cronin, All-Ireland senior title in the back pocket, how does it feel?
I can't put into words. I genuinely can't tell you. If I could battle this feeling and have it even once more in my life, I'd be over the moon. The heartache over the last 3 years, it was unbearable at times, I'm not going to lie, but all of it was made worth here now today, thank God.
How much of that hurt did you channel into getting over the line today?
Yeah, I think, look, to be honest, I think going into the final last year, we channeled a lot of that hurt into the final, and I think it nearly backfired, to be honest with you. So this year we really tried to take as much emotion out of it as we possibly could, and just treat it as another game, and it actually worked well. Even like yesterday and this morning and all that, getting up, like, you felt good about it and you felt relaxed and everything, whereas last year maybe a bit more nervous and stuff. So to be honest with you, channeling the hurt, we kind of put it aside for today, and thanks be to God, it worked.
And just talk to me about the scenes here in Croke Park. I'm sure this is stuff you dreamed of growing up. It's absolute chaos.
Yeah, I couldn't have dreamed of it. I'm telling you, that's the gasp on the shoot. When I was growing up, you didn't have girls' games inside in Croke Park, so it couldn't even have been a dream for me, to be honest with you. I've been to men All-Ireland finals with the men over the years and just absolutely loved every second of it. So to get a chance to do the same here now in front of these supporters is absolutely unbelievable.
And as you said, you probably hadn't seen it. It was 1993, 31 years that the Kerry people had to wait for the ladies team to get over the line. It just must mean so much.
I can't tell you. Yeah, there's a couple of girls here now in the crowd that have a few All-Ireland medals in their back pocket, and they've been our biggest supporters over the years. Like, they've been training underage and bringing teams through. You had Mary Jo there. She was involved with the minors there last week. Like, all those people just keep putting back into Kerry football, and thanks to God, now it's after come to fruition now.
The intermediate final on Sunday was an absolute cracker. Leitrim just seeing off Tyrone by a single point, 3-11 to 3-10. It's a second All-Ireland intermediate title for Leitrim following their success in 2007. Charlene Tyrrell became the first person to win two All-Ireland intermediate medals. She spoke to Aisling O'Reilly at the full-time whistle.
When you look back on the journey that you've had, like, you stepped away for the game from about 10 years, I'm going to say. Yeah. You said you hadn't kicked a football in 8 years. To come back and to line out for your county, to have your son there, your family watching on, it must be a proud moment.
Oh,
unbelievable. Like, words can't describe just looking up and seeing Noah's little face there. Do you know, it makes it all worthwhile, because I seem to, like, I'm a single parent and you sacrifice so much and you do so much off the field, and it's just, he's not into sport, but it makes him understand, like, if you work hard you can achieve anything, do you know. And that's like a little what I pride myself in as a mother, is that I'm able to show that to him. And I just, he lifted the cup at me today, there today, and it was just literally pinch me moment, you know.
You've spoke to me about the challenges that you've had, obviously a single mother, postnatal depression, and to come out the other side today and to be out there on the biggest stage, put in the performance that you did. You're solid in that full back line. My God, such a leader for all of the girls. It just must be a moment now of just realization of, wow, what I've achieved.
I know, it's amazing. And it's so funny, people automatically switch to, oh, you can't retire now. No, I have to say, actually, since I came back and Johnny and Dermot came on board, they just brought something out with me. I'm actually playing better football now than I ever played in my 20s. And that just comes from having the right people behind you who put so much belief in you. And, like, when you're out there and, you know, you're making turnovers and you have, you know, you're getting up the pitch and you're doing everything you can for your teammates, and there's just so much positivity around you from management and players, like, of course it's going to make you a better person. And it's like, you know, there's no limits, I think, to what we can achieve. You know, I was just joking there with Sean Connolly, I was like, next step, a Division 4 title.
I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Division 4 in the league and senior football.
I know, we like to do things backwards, completely backwards, but sure, look, we'll give it a good crack anyway.
And this is Leitrim's Michelle Monaghan, also speaking to Ashton.
Michelle Monaghan, just sum it up, you are an All-Ireland champion.
I actually still can't believe that, to be honest. I was just saying to John in there, I just looked up at the clock, I think, when they got their last score and saw that there was about 30 seconds left on the clock, and I said, I'm going to take as long as I can to take this kick out. And I could hear the kids chanting as soon as the ball was in the air, and I just knew we had it at that stage. Just unbelievable, ecstatic.
Michelle spoke afterwards, your captain, up on the Hogan Stand steps, about the belief in this team and what the management have really instilled in this team. And to go out there today as underdogs, and maybe people will see this as a little bit of a shock to win the All-Ireland, just talk to me a little bit about the belief in this squad.
Yeah, like, Johnny really has just instilled a sense of belief, along with Dermot and Fergal as well. Like, you know, we've had setback after setback over the years, and along with, you know, losing the league semi-final as well. But we never let that hurt us in any way. This group is so resilient. We're the best of friends, and it was just about getting back to the pitch and putting the work in, and it paid off. We're here today and champions.
Being out there on the pitch in Croke Park, like, this is what you've dreamed of. You've always wanted to get here, I'm sure. Looking at the team from 2007 and what they've done, did you think it would become a reality?
Well, I hoped it would. I remember being in here in 2007, sitting in the stands, watching the likes of Lorraine Brennan, Sinead Brennan, Charlie, all out on the pitch, and thinking, I want to be out there one day lifting a cup for Leitrim. And I actually have a jersey at home signed by the team with all of them on it as well. But it was just an unbelievable feeling, and it really, really just drives home. I just thinking back to the muck and the wind and the ice, the training in November, those days, makes it worth it now today.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.